kind of hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
We on?
Are we recording?
We're re-recording. It's yes. A re-record.
What a weekend.
We did a pretty crazy episode on Friday. We had the whole gang here. Had our friend Keith here. Black.
Yeah. Just half black, half Korean.
You know, I've seen some of the comments on TikTok. They say racist or whatever, which it's like ridiculous. You can't even talk about... You can't talk about anything race related without being a racist.
Someone will throw in, oh, it's their big claim to
fame.
It's always
racist.
I'm going to be the one.
Anything's racist.
Who says you're racist? I'm here to tell you. Thank God for you.
It's ridiculous. I'm like not even, I'm too stupid to be like racist, like in a negative way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, anytime I'm racist, it's like just so goofy. And it's like, I went to a Panda Express the other day and the guy like serving me was Asian. So like in my head, I was kind of like, this is going to be like really good Panda Express. That's not right. I'm being racist because I want Panda Express to be better. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
That's not, it's goofy racism. It's hopeful. It's hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Who has time to be hatefully racist?
Yeah.
In this era, 2021?
I know. Well, you're talking about a Stephen A. impression. Right.
Yeah, we did a Stephen A. impression and people are, it's almost like if you're white, you just can't even, don't.
I know.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry that I watch the guy every single day. I'm a supporter.
He's like
and
my
I'm
favorite person. Stephen A. Smith's like one of my favorite people on the planet.
He's an amazing.
I watch
amazing.
Him every morning.
Yeah. The only reason we even brought him up is because he's amazing. He's so fucking smart.
Yes.
He's such
And he could talk about anything.
Such an amazing
And the clip
auteur.
Did well on TikTok. Preteens really like us.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Preteens, I don't know. They like everybody, apparently. TikTok, it just gives everybody views. I think it feels fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know what it is. It's just China trying to get America. I think China just wants every American to be, like, distracted with dancing and looking at their views and their comments, and then they slowly will take us over.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a good move.
Oh, it's completely genius. They're like, oh, we'll get them to record themselves for us.
Yes.
You see the insides of their homes.
It's, China has turned every American into a spy with TikTok.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
They'll put their own kids up there. Oh, get the kids to dance. Oh, look, they're engaging in pedophilia. Isn't this great?
I mean, it's the weirdest thing. You can't, like... They took a couple clips off, right, Gerardo? Because, yeah. Like, we said, what was the bad word or something?
I
or?
Think it was because you guys were smoking on camera.
Okay, somebody smoked, right. And so that's bad, but you're allowed to watch, like, a 15-year-old girl, like, shake her tits. Yeah. Like, it's a den of pedophiles. Like, TikTok, everyone having fun on TikTok, if you're not, like, posting videos, you're just there to, like, jerk off.
Yeah.
Or you're brain dead, and you just, like... You think that that's like amazing, like that, like just like somebody doing a dance that's not good.
Right.
No one's even dancing well. I don't even understand what's going on. It's like somebody trapped in their uncle's basement, just dancing. They have a ton of views on TikTok, but they're trapped, like they're a sex slave to their uncle. That's what TikTok is.
No,
very creepy.
That documentary we saw, this guy's trying to act like he's getting like there's joke thieves out there stealing his material because he's like, I did a challenge and they didn't even give me credit. You don't deserve credit.
I know. It's TikTok. You did a dance that isn't, it's a dumb dance anyone can do. It just took off. So then you see like famous people doing it. They don't have to give you credit for something you didn't invent.
No.
You're playing a song that you didn't make. DaBaby is playing, and then you're dancing to DaBaby. What about this is original? Like, you think, like, what? What do you think, like, they stole the idea for the light bulb from you? Like it's you're dancing like an idiot to a song that you didn't make. You had nothing to do with any of it.
The thing about TikTok, too, though, is you can make the most funniest thing, and then somebody could do the same exact thing, get more likes, and take credit for that.
100%.
How do you feel if somebody did that to you?
I'd hate it, but also like you're openly putting your stuff. Listen, let's not act like this app is like if I put my stuff on this app, I'm not expecting it to be treated with respect.
Yeah.
It's called TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of, like I said, kids dancing and
it's a bunch
dumb
of kids
people.
Hate watching your fucking Stephen A. Smith.
Yes, they hated it. They hated it. But Stephen A. Smith's amazing and he could talk about anything. Remember Stephen A. Smith talking about, like, porn? Stephen A. Smith, like, every morning on First Take discussing porn. He's like, Max, you gotta sit there and tell me that Bang Bros is better than Brazzers? Huh? I'm watching the Bang Bus. They're leaving these women in the street after banging them.
Naked.
Naked in the street, Max. Meanwhile, Brazzers has an excellent subscription rate. Their value is impeccable. The women's titties are huge.
I understand what you're saying about Brazzers, Stephen A., but it's obvious that Naughty America is going downhill.
Naughty America is obviously on their last legs. The last video I saw was absolutely deplorable out of Naughty America. She's a teacher, and the kid is not even learning.
A teacher.
He's banging his teacher.
Now, Stephen A., listen, you might get on me for this, but, you know, I think Naughty America is just not keeping up with the times. They're not eating ass. There's not even three girls. No one's spitting on each other. Where is the gagging? Where is the cum-tini?
Max, you're wrong, and here's why.
All right, Steven. Let's see. Sure.
Max, I respect you, but you're wrong.
Max, I was talking to a young brother, a dear brother. I had dinner with this young brother just last night. Ramon from the Bang Bus. He's a dear, dear friend.
The
and
driver.
He has a monster of cock, Ramon. But yeah, we did an episode on Friday. It was a little too personal, a little too name droppy, just deciding to just end, you know, burn every bridge that we have. And they're not even bridges. We're talking about, like, you know,
to anyone who thinks
step stools.
To anyone who thinks, like, no, release it. Like, you got to go hard, whatever.
It'll be on Patreon. If you want to listen to it, it'll be on Patreon this week. It'll have video. It's a little, you know, so it'll be fun if you're on the Patreon. Subscribe to it and check it out. It's, you know, we say a lot of things.
Yes, and other than one person who actually is doing well, everyone else we're talking about are, and no offense to them, are complete losers.
Yes.
These are open micers. No one wants to hear your open mic.
I'm done with that.
Reminiscing about open mics.
I don't have time for podcasts where you're bringing up, like, you have a 30-minute conversation about, like, a guy, like, dude, Brian Sweeney? Have you seen Sweeney lately at the backyard open mics we do? Dude, Sweeney, and then you just have like anyone on earth cares about, like, that guy.
Yes, whoever that
some
is.
Some bum.
Yes.
And that's a problem with comedy open mics, I feel like, or comedy podcasts, where it's like people just, like, they think everyone on earth cares about their little pathetic
circle.
You go to an AA meeting every day. It's an AA meeting where you perform. It's nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the loser that you know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to you.
They're
you
more
know?
Anonymous than the people in AA.
Yes.
It would be more interesting to hear about AA shares.
The people in AA are usually funnier. And they at least have donuts for free. Do you have to pay to do AA? Here's $5. And then you go, oh, I'm an alcoholic.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it's
it's ridiculous.
So it was a really crazy episode. It was kind of fun. And we drank. And then that night, I hung out with a friend from the movie that I did. And I know William Randolph Hearst's great, great grandson. He's a really good guy. He's like he became a friend of mine during the movie because he was like a producer on it. And he's offered to, like, if you come up to the Bay, like, you could stay at, like, Hearst Ranch.
Oh, shit.
You know, crazy shit. Like, this, we're talking about a guy that, like, drives by Hearst Castle, and he's like, ugh, I had so many memories there. Like Hearst Castle's, like, normal to him, you know? And so the friend I'm with from the movie is like, what if we drive to San Francisco, like, tonight, this weekend, and we go, like, hang out with this kid, with our friend? And you and I just jump on it immediately. We're drunk enough to be like, fuck yeah.
I'll do anything.
Who's got a car? You have a car? Whose car are we taking? Our friend finds somebody's car.
He's like, he's attacking me. He's like, Richie, you drive. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not driving.
So whatever. He finds a car. This guy just doesn't seem to care about the people in his life. He steals somebody's car that he knew. I have no clue whose car it is. He pulls up.
It has like 120,000 miles
on it. It has like
a lot
of miles on it. He acted like, no, I got a car. I'm like, well, we could break down. Whatever.
Yeah.
We get in this car. Richie and I are hammered. He probably drank a little bit. Maybe not. I don't think he was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine. He's one of those guys. He dresses like Fred Astaire. Like, he dresses like he wears like real shoes, like wooden shoes. Like one of those guys. Like,
tucks his t-shirt in.
Yeah. He just, it's weird. But hipster people like that. You don't go like, you're drunk. You're just like, look at you. You're wearing a scarf. Nobody wearing a scarf has a problem driving drunk.
He was below 0.08.
Yes, sure. And so that's his IQ. And so we get in the car with him, and we just, like, start driving to San Francisco the same night of the podcast. We drive to San Francisco. You got that, you know, that fresh energy, like, woo, like, we're really doing this. This is wild.
Yeah.
About 80 miles into the drive, my energy goes down. I'm not listening. I'm not having fun with the music anymore. I'm kind of getting tired. Richie's in the backseat asleep. I'm like, this isn't fun now. Richie's asleep. I'm like, the guy driving. Like, when we get to San Francisco He's going to be exhausted. You and I are going to have car sleep. What are we doing? Yeah. So I look over to him about 80 miles in. We're in the middle of nowhere, and I go, what are we doing? I go, we should turn around. Do we even know where we're staying when we get there? We're just hoping that the Hearst grandson will let us stay with him. We haven't even really told him yet we're on our way. Luckily, Hearst gets back to us. He goes, I'm not even in San Francisco. He's like, I'm in the South right now. I'll be back Monday. So I go, we have to turn around. So we turn around. We drive 100 miles back to L.A. We get in at like 6 a.m. It was a completely meaningless trip. Mm-hmm. We didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. It's fun to waste your time with impulsive decisions sometimes. It's a fun time. And then we got in some road rage on the way home.
Yeah, we find out our driver can't drive.
We find out the man driving is like, it's his first time driving, essentially. And he's just cutting people off and getting us into a lot of trouble. And all of a sudden, we realize there's a car following us with its brights on, and he's honking at us and like trying to like run us off the road.
Yeah.
He's behind us, and he's honking his horn, and we're about to get on a freeway on-ramp, and the guy driving thinks it's like a smart move to fully stop in the middle of the on-ramp and block all traffic.
Like, no, go ahead.
And he's like telling him, he's like, go around. There's no room to go around, so you're just pissing this man, this psychopath off more.
He thinks you're fucking with him.
He thinks you're fucking with him. And the guy driving is like, no, I'm trying to be nice. Go around. There's nowhere to go around. It's a one-way lane on an on-ramp. So the guy then kind of, he like goes on the side of us and like drives over it like a fucking off-roader in his like Camry, gets in front of us. Then he stops in the fucking freeway on ramp. He puts his like his hazards on, and he's like about to get out of his car, and everyone's honking at him, and it's like, holy shit, are we going to like, what the hell is going to happen? Is this the day? It would have made sense if we all died that night because of our stupid decision to go on a road trip to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy like stops in the on-ramp, and then he's like about to get out of his car, but then luckily enough cars are honking at him, so he gets back in his car, and he starts going like 10 to 15 miles per hour on the fucking freeway. So then we go like, okay, we start driving. Then we get ahead of him. Then the guy follows us for like 20 minutes straight. Brights on, like trying to like flash us down, honking on the freeway. I'm like, is this like Duel? This is like the Steven Spielberg movie. Like, we're gonna die. Like, this is like Death Proof. Luckily, he didn't do anything. We got away with it. He was just some disgruntled Uber driver. He's been up all night, probably.
Also, when we were in the car, like, you know, when you're with someone who's driving, they're like, I don't know why he's doing this. And we're like, he's crazy, he's nuts. But then later on, we're like, yeah, you're a horrible driver.
Yes, you didn't do, you did nothing to help this. You started this your driving.
You always have to do that when you're in the car. No,
I don't know why. You know, this guy's nuts. Meanwhile, you find out he was, you know, you find out that there's like a Nazi flag on the back of the car. He's like, I don't know what everyone's problem is. I have a swastika on the back windshield. So that was fun. And we got back and it was delirious. And then
it was like kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. It wasn't even that fun.
It was a roller coaster.
You know what sucks? We didn't even get fast food. Like, we didn't do anything that's like fun about a road trip. We didn't get any like shitty food or anything.
We were going to take Molly at the beginning. We didn't do it, which was, in retrospect, good idea.
Good idea. We didn't take the Molly to sit in the car. He's also one of these guys that like does, he's like, it's creepy how much he like can't listen to rap music. Like, there's a lot of white guys out there that still are like, it's kind of crazy to me. They don't know what rap music is, and they don't have any interest, and that's inherently racist to me. The lack of interest is like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's like, you just don't even want to like try to understand, and they go, I don't even know what they're saying. It's like, yeah, because it's like a different language, so why don't you spend some time kind of learning some of the, you know, slang or whatever, mm-hmm. and then shit would make sense to you. But no. Just it's like, I don't know. There's like a type of white guy out there that like will literally never look into hip hop.
Yeah.
Well, there's British dudes out there that are the best at it, dude.
I know. I still don't like British rappers.
British rapper, I fucking love
They're really good.
You do?
Some of them are really good, but I don't know.
I can't get into it.
When I hear that voice over a beat, it's just like, ugh, what are you doing? Go play cricket or whatever you do.
And they're always doing it over like a half like techno beat or like electronica beat. You know, so then they're like rapping styles like, oh, yeah, get out into the club, hop out of the bar, oh, yeah, you know, sit in the bar, yeah, blah, blah.
And then they're always like, fuck pigs, I hate pigs. Yeah. It's like, your cops don't have guns. It's not, you're not even tough. What are you talking about? You're talking about a guy with a hat. You're like, hate these guys in the streets with hats that give us tickets.
They're really nice. They come up. They apologize.
Yeah.
They're really nice. You know what's funny is that when we went to Bulgogi the other night,
yeah,
I heard Richie in the back going, is this fucking, and then I thought he was going to say British rap because I had British rap on. Okay. It sounded like you were upset. I don't know if you remember. You were pretty drunk.
I was pretty drunk. Yeah, yeah.
He would get upset at that though.
Yeah.
I would lose it.
There's a lot of great British rappers, and I just won't listen to them.
I refuse.
My favorite British rapper is when Nicki Minaj does a British voice.
Zone 2, dude. Zone 2 is the shit.
What is Zone 2?
It's a British rap group.
British rap group?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. In Zone 2. Zone 1, 2. 1, 2.
That's exactly
oh,
the
yeah.
say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Knife crime. We can't stop a guy.
It's all about knives.
We can't stop a guy with a knife.
Get
12
a gun.
People die because no
Get
one has a gun.
Get a gun like a real rapper. Enough of your knives.
You know knife what they call crime. Guns? They call guns Moscows because you could only get guns from Moscow.
They call everything some goofy horse shit. They go, guns are oogie boogies.
Yeah.
Oh, pulled out me Cadbury. And then me and the popo went at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hop out the whip. Yeah.
I hate British rap.
I know.
I hate any other culture doing rap besides Americans.
I know, they're not tough enough. The thing that they get tough, and I remember one line from a song where he's like trying to act tough about eating pussy, where he's like, a real man eats pussy. Yeah, huh, yeah. Yeah, you're real tough. That's what's the big topic in England. The big race riots going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. it's called getting shivved up if you get stabbed.
Oh, you got shivved up, mate.
Yeah.
Shivved up, dibbed up.
Listen, bruv.
Get it ribbed
I'm
up.
I'm about to shiv you up, bruv.
Or also getting chefed.
Getting chefed. Interesting.
Your slang sucks.
Yeah. Pull a gun out and say the N-word. Yeah, but that so it was kind of crazy. We had a really weird night. It was odd.
It was tiring. It was odd.
It was pointless.
But you have to try these things in your life.
You got to do shit like that sometimes.
Yeah, I respect Joey who sat back drunkenly.
Joey sat back at the house, and when I got back home at 6 a.m., he was still here. When he's in the living room, and I didn't have my key for the front door. I didn't even think he was still at my place. So I come through the back door, and I come through the back, and I open it, and Joey, like, wakes up out of, like, a stupor, and he's like, how about San Francisco, bud? And then I talk to him. He goes, like, I just saw a guy coming into the back. I go, I guess we're getting broken in. I guess the house is getting broken into right now. I don't really know what's happening. I guess the home invader is about to kill me. Or that's Devin back from San Francisco.
It was definitely, it was one of those things where I was
it's
like.
A story.
It's
and it's not even that good
fail.
Of a story as I retell it. I'm like, we did nothing. We literally
we
got a car
nothing.
And then came back.
Well, we look stupid. I guess that's the
that's the point.
That's the crux.
We're morons.
We're big morons, but we tried. We tried to do something.
We're trying to conjure up some fun.
We're not,
you know?
Yeah, we're not cool, you know, hippie people who just go off on a whim and we're going to go to a festival and just show up and we'll sell fucking clothes to make money.
Right. That's what you're doing? What?
People do that on Fish Tour.
Okay.
I know about these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You love like, talking about
I didn't
fish.
Do that. Well, it's an interesting substack of society to me,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much like any buddy, any boomer who was successful, any white boomer who was successful, their kids. That's what they're doing.
Right. They go to.
They follow Fish around, but they're festivals. Somehow still Republicans.
Oh, right. Fish the band.
Fish
yeah,
the band.
Fish the band.
Oh, okay. You thought we were talking about Fish.
I thought you were talking
like
about
actual fish.
Yeah. You're like, there's all these kids out there. They go, they're trying to sell drugs to Fish. You're like, dude, there's a fucking epidemic of rich kids trying to sell drugs to Fish.
Dude, flounders just don't have access to Molly. And they can hike up the price.
But yeah, so that was our weekend. It was very strange, and then we woke up the next day and we realized that we had likely severed ties with many friendships in our lives because we did a podcast where we talked about too many people.
Right.
Which is why I'm here. I don't know anyone.
That's why Gerardo's here. Gerardo doesn't know anybody that we talk shit about. So he's just in it. He's in it to win it, Gerardo. He doesn't care about anything. So yeah. So what the fuck? What did we do yesterday? We watched that fucking.
And then we went to He Who Should Not Be Named's place. We watched a basketball game.
Yes.
It seems to keep coming up in our lives, Kyrie Irving and different people's different
it's
perspectives on him. Someone that we were talking to claimed that they believe Kyrie Irving to be at peace.
I'm getting a little sick of the mental health movement in sports.
Yes.
Because they're acting, the people that play professional sports act like they live in Aleppo. They act like they're forced to play by some like evil dictator, and that them taking time off is making some grand point about like social justice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you make like $20 million to like jump around on TV like a year. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that have really shitty jobs that they would love to just not show up because somebody died somewhere. And they're like, that's bad. And I'm going to stand up for that. So I'm not going to show up to my job. Like the NBA during COVID, like the NBA has made it like it's like normal now to just not play for like weeks on end. Because like a guy was killed at 3,000 miles away or something, or like
you read a headline.
You're like, the Middle East is bad. This has never been happening before. I'm not gonna play. Like, and so our friend brought up Kyrie Irving. Like, I love what he's doing, and I love that. And I'm like, well, I think he's a little confused. I like him too, but he's like a pseudo intellectual.
He's an amazing player,
incredible basketball player, but. I'm so sick of millionaires like shoving down my throat that they're depressed and sad. Yeah, I am too.
Right.
We all are. Life sucks. We all don't have $20 million and can do anything we want all the time. Make $20 million a year. Like, enough of this. Enough. Do your job. Just do your job and then take your time off in the off season and go donate all your money to movements or whatever. That's great. But like, imagine if like we'd all love to do that. Guy working at Walmart be like, I'm not showing up today because of the injustice for, you know, Haitians or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but pray like, for Haiti. You know, I'm not showing up.
Like just anyone. We could all do that every day. And mm-hmm. So I'm like tired of acting like these guys are like, it's like so beautiful and amazing to watch them just not do their job. Like, yeah. What?
And you can only get away.
You're not Muhammad Ali. Okay. You didn't dodge a draft. Right. Like you're kind of like exploiting a movement to not go to work.
To not go to work and also come off as like this pseudo intellectual. You've already proven you don't understand big topics.
Let's be honest. Like, yeah, I don't want to hear the guy. I don't want to hear people be like, I really like where Kyrie's coming from. The same guy that thinks the earth is flat.
Yeah.
And then everyone always goes, oh, that was a goof. Was it a goof?
No, it wasn't.
He seemed to really, he was acting like there's a lot we, he was acting like the earth being flat is like 9/11. He's like, there's a lot we don't know. He's like, look into it. There's a building 7 with earth and that collapsed. And so I think it's flat. That's wrong.
Yes.
Right? I mean, any scientist would just tell you in a heartbeat
it's just wrong.
Undeniably, that's not true. So you started off there. Not a great starting point for your, you know, wise career.
People seem to always like to also bring in like his perspective. Like, you don't understand. He's been the man since he was 5 and you're not understanding his vantage point. Maybe he
should think about that.
Right. Maybe your vantage point is wrong.
Yes, maybe you should think about your privileged vantage point.
Yes.
That you've always been in the spotlight and you have the privilege of believing these things that not everyone can and are wrong anyway.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, just enough. Like, Kevin Love being depressed, all these people being depressed. You see their fucking homes. You see their life. They're on fucking private jets everywhere.
Right.
You put a ball in a hole. You run around on TV sweating. You jump around. It's competitive. But you get paid an insane amount of money because we care. Because fans are there that care. And if they stop caring because you don't care, you don't make any money anymore. Now you work at Walmart or you do whatever the fuck you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a give and a take. Like, yeah, like, you know, even the whole, like, hatred of fans. Like, yeah, fans have been going a little crazy. They've been spitting on people and, you know, being a little nuts.
But everybody thinks that's reprehensible. No one's like, should be allowed
No one's in favor of that. I know, like, Jeremy Renner from The Town, like, you know, like, like threw a bottle at Kyrie Irving or something. But, like, it's just like, I love the NBA my whole life, and this is the first time where I'm like, man, if they don't care, why do I?
I know.
And, like, why should anyone at the arena? And then if that all dies, how about everyone stops caring? And then how about you don't have money anymore? And how about you don't get paid to do a pretty silly thing? Why don't you do mushrooms or ayahuasca and Kyrie Irving? Why don't you realize how ridiculous it is what you do and how you get paid for it?
Right.
Why don't you think about that? You actually don't serve anything. In fact, you do something that provides a distraction to much harder working people. There's people that are fucking, they have horrific lives. They saved up all year to get tickets to see you play. And then they find out you're not playing because your mom's making gumbo that night. Like, and yeah. you want to hang with the fam?
Yeah, your sister.
There's plenty of time to hang with the fam. Yeah.
This is like something that could be taken the wrong way. Oh, your sister's sick. That's very sad. Isaiah Thomas's sister got like stabbed.
No,
or something.
She was killed in a car accident. And he played in a playoff game that day.
Right. So there's for every example of like, oh, why you shouldn't play, there's another example of the guy who did play.
Yes. Also, all these fucking guys that take time off, they join other teams full of other stars. They don't really practice. They just take the easy way out. They all go Mamba mentality. Oh, yeah. That's what Kobe loved. You know? Yeah, Kobe always took time off. Kobe just sat out games.
Yeah.
That was Kobe.
Your hero.
Your hero. Yeah. He loves what you're up to.
Right.
He loves what you're doing. Yeah, no, he agrees. If, you know, Kobe would have joined three other stars and then taken a month off because a guy was killed on the interstate last week and that's a big movement to you or something. I don't know. Enough. Athletes are starting to act like we don't know they're dumb. You're dumb.
You're a dumb
you
jock.
You cheated on all your tests.
Yeah.
You fucking, you're athletic. You don't even need to be that smart. You need to know, like, where your position and, like, plays. But, like, stop trying to act like all of a sudden you're not Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. You're not an intellectual. Muhammad Ali aside, Muhammad Ali would even agree. Like, I was trying to make a point. Like, I knew where I was coming from, a righteous place. But he's not going to act like, you know, he's...
Muhammad Ali was also coming from a place where he's like, yeah, I can't drink at certain fucking water fountains. Yeah.
Right.
What are we talking about? Like they have Black Lives Matter on the court. Like, what are we talking? Like, it's not as bad. I'd like to think it's not as bad as the '60s.
No, yeah. You couldn't show up to the game because a Rottweiler came and bit you in the ass on your way to the gym.
Right. I mean,
like, what are you talking about?
Right. Kevin Durant, were you involved? You know, were you at the Lorraine Motel earlier today? what are you tending to?
Yeah. Anyway. And then to see it talk about, oh, I'm so depressed. They're literally talking. I've seen athletes talk about their depression while they're getting stretched by somebody.
They have a personal stretcher, guy that stretches them.
Yeah.
They have meal plans. They eat. Their diets, they could literally have the diet of somebody that will never die. Like, if they wanted to. They could hire a man that will give them a meal plan where it's like, if you eat this food, you probably will live to 140. And they're complaining.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali never talked about mental illness.
No. Right, because that's a luxury. To talk about mental illness, it means not much is going on.
Yes.
It means you're kind of doing fine if you have time to sit around and think about how sad you are. Yeah. Muhammad Ali didn't have time to think about how sad he was because he was worried about fucking being killed by white people.
Yeah, getting thrown into jail.
Or getting thrown into jail for dodging a stupid war that he didn't want to participate in.
Yeah.
Like, people had mental health is a luxury to think about. Like, your self-care and self-love and all this shit. That means things are pretty good.
Yeah.
Take it from people who are very mentally ill.
Yes.
Here, okay? It's a luxury.
It's a luxury. I'd fucking love to be like, I'm just taking the day off for, like, my mind.
Yeah.
Like, self-love, self-care. Like,
no, it's just...
You know.
Self-love. Yeah, I need to be. It's all about. I need to be me. You know what I mean. I need to focus.
It's being
on me
used
right
as
now.
An excuse to just like have a. It's being used as an excuse to. It's like a front. Like the mental health movement is a front for you to like, kind of do whatever the fuck you want and have way more control over your life than you should when we live in a capitalist system and you get paid a lot of money because of this thing, this weird system we're in. Mm-hmm. Hey, if we were like a socialist, wouldn't they all get paid like the same amount?
Right.
Would there not be like, you know, would they not have like these insane caps where you get you sign a $140 million contract just because a ton of people come to the game? What if we lived in like some communist society? Wouldn't they be getting paid like about the same as everybody else?
Right.
And would they want to do it? They would then feel like slaves, would they not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, The amount of money these people make in sports to do silly things, and I know you're sacrificing your body, but let's be honest. If nobody fucking showed up, you don't get paid. Ask the WNBA.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And WNBA complains every year. They go, we don't get paid. And it's like, yeah, because there's 19 people in the arena. Okay? And 10 of them are your parents. Like, yeah.
It seats 20,000.
It seats 20,000. You guys have the WNBA finals happen at like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. why do you think? Because you don't bring money in. Yeah. These guys bring money in because of fans coming. So I hate this whole disrespect to the fans. Like Kobe, what did Vanessa say at his Hall of Fame thing? She goes, he cared. It was the one time I teared up during it because it was like, that was what I always felt about him. He always played through something because he knew maybe somebody in that arena, some kid, is his first time seeing me play, and I don't want to let him down. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that watching him my whole life. I was like, God, I just feel like this guy, he's not thinking about me personally, but he's thinking about him as a kid, as a fan, like, and how disappointed he would be if he showed up and Michael Jordan was like, just took the day off because, you know, of indigenous rights or whatever. It would suck, you know? And it's not an issue you're going to solve by not playing a game for 2 hours that a bunch of people paid $300 to come fucking see.
Yeah.
It's like Stephen A. Smith said it. He said, you signed the dotted line and these are the requirements of that dotted line.
Right.
You have to show up to press conferences and maybe talk about indigenous rights there.
It's sure. Like, yeah, bring it up there. Also, I don't even care if you're skipping press conferences. Do that. That's fun. I love that shit. I love when they fuck with the media. I love go get fined. I don't care. Don't do press conferences. Just play. I want to see you
Lynch.
Do your thing. Shoot
it. Yeah. I loved when Marshawn Lynch was doing the whole, like, I'm just here
love
so I don't
that.
Get fined. Beautiful.
Love Rasheed Wallace.
Naomi Osaka, go for it.
Yeah. Rasheed Wallace.
I got no problem.
Like, both teams played hard. Just fuck with them. Go, both teams play hard. Both teams play hard, my man. Both teams play hard. You can do that. Or you could be like, you could bring up indigenous. You could bring up whatever movement you want to champion, and that's fine. But, like, I don't think that you're solving the world's issues because you took off a 3-hour game.
Well, Devin, it's to bring awareness.
Awareness, right.
Awareness
what does
that nothing.
Mean? You know
it
that there's a thing
nothing.
Called suicide awareness? What does that mean? There's people out there that don't know that you can kill yourself.
You're probably making them aware that they can. Someone who was probably like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Anytime I hear about suicide awareness, I go, so a lot of people are doing this? Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't look that bad if I did it.
I know. Awareness doesn't.
I want to join the pack.
I truly believe awareness doesn't help. They say, like, people, they stopped reporting that people would go to gun ranges to kill themselves because they saw people go, oh, shit, that's a good idea.
Right.
I was thinking, where do I get a gun? Go to the range. Pop myself at the range. They don't report it.
Yes, right.
They constantly ask the media not to report. Wasn't there some CIA report or something like, please don't report about these school shootings. Don't glorify it. Don't post their manifestos.
Because it just makes people want to do it more. Yeah, it's ratings,
So awareness does absolutely nothing for your cause.
Right.
Being aware of it does nothing.
Putting the Boston Bomber on the cover of Rolling Stone, wasn't that like terrorism awareness?
Yeah, he's Mick Jagger now.
He's fucking he's a rock star.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I want to suck his dick, Zokar Sarniev. I love the Sarniev brothers. They're hot. They're the hottest terrorists of all time. They're handsome. They're probably out. They're probably running a fucking hot chicken place right now in Glendale. What is with the hot chicken revolution going on? How come everyone in the Middle East comes over here and they're like, you know what? My whole life I've always loved growing up in Armenia. We grew up on Nashville fried chicken. It's been my dream my whole life to open up a pop-up shop that serves hot chicken.
I just want to take the vibe of a smoke shop.
No, you take the slaw, the kosla, the authentic, the southern kosla. You put it on the Dave's hot chicken. The brioche bun is my grandmother. She grew up in, Palestine. We always had hot chicken.
Yes.
What is going on? It's like a hot chicken revolution.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, maybe it's just an LA thing. Hot chicken is the thing.
Yeah.
It was pokey like 4 years ago. Pokey's done.
Yeah.
Pokey's over.
Pokey's disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah.
Too many things. Too many things.
Farm raised fish.
I just give me my fish, give me some rice, give me some wasabi. I don't need all your goodies and pineapple. They're fucking throwing yogurt in it. I don't need any of that.
It's over.
Pokey's over. Hot chicken is here to stay.
Just give me some hot chicken.
Give me some hot chicken. And it's always run by these fucking Armenian kids in like dressed in their in all the Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Every Armenian kid looks like, every time I see like a young Armenian guy or even like young Middle Eastern guys and they got all this stuff, they always look like they're, it's like their last day of doing like running errands for the mafia before they get made. It's like, I just got to deliver a couple more packages of meat and then I'm going to get made today. Like they're just always on the go.
Yeah, they got a sweatsuit or the Adidas sweatsuit.
They probably do Uber, but they don't. They take the sticker off when they pull up to the
white Mercedes that they also live out of.
Yes. Yeah. Anytime you hear an Armenian guy talking about Mercedes, he's not talking about his girlfriend. he's talking about his car.
He's talking about his house.
Which he lives out of.
Yeah, he's talking about his house.
Yeah. Armenians will fucking, they will spend all their money on a fucking G-Wagon that they live out of. You go to their home and you're like, you don't even have, they're like, no, it's the car. I cooked the hot chicken out of the back of the G-Wagon. I don't know that tangent we just went on, but there is a big hot chicken revolution
is going on in LA.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere?
It's fucking everywhere, dude. Every day there's a new hot chicken place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the fried chicken wars.
What's that?
It's just part of the fried, how Popeyes has a fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's, nobody cares about Popeyes anymore. People were killing themselves for that sandwich like two years ago. Yeah. No, nobody cares. I had it. It's like fine.
It's gross.
It's a little salty.
Yeah. Not enough, you know, mayo.
Sure. You can get into the specifics if you want. I don't know how interesting it is, but yeah. What if Richie just starts describing all the sandwiches and what they could do better? I think they should use an aioli.
I think they could, you know, they could step. They're phoning it in just to get in on the war.
Yeah.
They want in on the war. They're phoning it in.
It's an interesting time. There's like a new like food craze like every 3 years.
It all
now
goes through trends. I don't know where the thing that's so resilient about Armenians is their ability to continue to get small business loans.
Right.
Is what they're great.
I grew up with my whole life. I grew up. All my best friends were Armenian, Korean. I grew up with. I was like the UN. Uh-huh. I grew up with everybody, and the Armenians. They're not to sound rude, they're good at scams.
Yeah.
They're really good at like they have the car, they lease the cars. They have like a really nice lease on a car, and then they figure out a way to like they make a scene when they return it, and it's like over the mileage and there's scratches all over it and it smells like fucking cologne
and cigarettes
and there's like they said there's the hot chicken fryer in the back seat and shit. They always find a way to like get
I respect
away with,
that.
I love it too.
I respect poor business tactics.
Yeah.
I love a fucking scammer. Someone who's just like nickeling, diming, just making your life a living hell.
And they run their area too.
Yeah.
Glendale, I don't know if you've ever been to LA. Glendale is Armenia.
Yeah.
Like it is Armenia. In fact, I don't know if you've ever been to the Glendale Galleria. That's actually not even a mall. That's a Armenian family reunion that happens every day.
Yeah.
I used to hang out with all my Armenian friends. We go to the Galleria, they'd just know everybody. They would just be like, oh, Armin, Hartuk. Everyone knows everybody. It's a big fan. It's everyone in Armenia is at the Galleria. It's an amazing place.
I lived with an Armenian guy named Haik,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to kill himself by sitting on the train tracks.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Why?
And it didn't work out.
His name is Haik.
Haik.
Why did he try and kill himself?
What do you mean it didn't work out?
I think he was just depressed.
He was just sad.
Yeah. But he wasn't living in Glendale, too, so that might have been the cause.
Yeah, because he didn't feel community.
Yeah.
You need to have that Glendale community. You can't just be some Armenian living anywhere.
Yeah. You talk about his suicide like he's following his dream. You're like, it didn't work out.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. He tried to. He sat on the train tracks and like he just didn't make it.
The train just never came.
Some people just don't make it. Some people work their whole life for a dream and they just don't get hit by that train. That's interesting. How'd you
sure
know?
He did get hit. I lived with him. He was
He
was a crazy person when we were living together. And then I moved out and I heard through the grapevine of 18 roommates of mine that he tried to kill himself.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Through 18 roommates?
Well, but how did he?
What a grapevine.
Why'd he even tell anybody if he didn't? What happened?
I think it was like a sympathy thing for them to let him stay because they were trying to kick him out.
Oh, he did it to fucking get free rent. Another mental health. This is what I'm talking about. This mental health bullshit. These excuses. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to pay next month's rent? Go sit on the train tracks and then don't get hit and then tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
Huh? It's bullshit. It's like the gun's not going to go off. You put your mouth and you make sure everyone sees it.
Well, because you're preying off what you know everyone's reaction is going to be. If I mentioned to you right now, I go like, yeah, you know, there were some moments it got like pretty dark, you go like, oh man, all right, like I'm worried about Rich immediately. You're worried about that person.
Yeah, it's an it's great. And yeah. Manipulation is great.
And then I come the next day and I go, also, you know, like I could really borrow like $300.
Mm-hmm. And then you go like, he's not doing so great. I got to give him $300.
Yeah, I got to admit, like whenever I'm in an AA meeting, because I go to AA.
Yeah.
And whenever somebody says like, I had the 357 in my mouth, I'm just like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird natural reaction.
Right. To just be like, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just trying to get attention.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the icky thing to me. It's like, if I did that, I wouldn't go out and fucking brag about it.
Right. Well, you're an optimist. You're not a pessimist, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this. You don't even know what the depression is.
No, I get depressed.
Yeah,
dude. Okay. I dabble in depression.
I remember one time when I was talking to you, you were like, so you're like a pessimist, right? Like it was like a foreign concept to you. And I was like, yeah, I'm not happy. I mean, I don't think things are good. Generally, I don't think things are very good.
I just work through depression.
It's that workhorse mentality.
You do. You have that Mexican worker thing in you.
Yeah, I do.
You're like a shark. You just need to keep working to stay alive.
Yeah. I've always felt this. Maybe it's in the Mexican community. I've thought it more about the Black community, where like now that, you know, again, with mental health, everyone's talking about more. You need to talk about your feelings. Like there is Black depression. Black people get depressed. Awareness. You look at the suicide rate, very low. Used to be very low. I'm like, you know, maybe you guys were onto something. For once.
Let me dial that back.
Not for once, but in this area, mental health, maybe you were doing something right, shoving those feelings down, whatever, however you were raised, your mom and your dad, the way
they make a lot of advancements.
Yeah, incredible
advancements, and they're incredibly talented people.
Right,
and
mentally tough.
Maybe the mental
Maybe that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way your perspective on it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Now you're like, no, actually, no, I'm depressed, and we need to talk about it. And now you know, Kyrie Irving has to sit out. Athletes sit out games.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Like all these guys with their mental health. It's like when I hear them talk about it, I'm like, oh god. It's like, would you get over your Kid Cudi phase? Okay, yeah. Enough. Oh, the lonely stoner,
Mr. Rager,
I solo dolo. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're really depressed, fucking blow your brains out with a shotgun like a real man. Like Kurt Cobain. Or stab yourself to death like Elliot Smith with a fucking butter knife. Yeah, do something about it.
I feel bad to say, but until you do it,
yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Because everyone's on the same playing field.
Yes.
Give me something. I don't know. I'll break this. Stab my neck.
Who doesn't have a suicidal thought?
Yeah.
Right.
Think about killing themselves.
Yeah.
Kyrie wants to start a new basketball league, and it's like, is this going to be all the depressed players?
He does? He wants to start a new basketball league?
That was the thing like a year ago, right?
Maybe. I know.
That was Lonzo's dad was more talking about starting a basketball league, who I love.
I miss him.
I miss him a lot.
Yeah, what do you think LaVar Ball would have to say about the mental health movement in the NBA? He'd be like, my boy's the most depressed. My boy's the greatest at being depressed. Lonzo, who more depressed than Lonzo? Who more depressed than LaMelo? LaMelo depressed all day.
He's always crying.
You can't beat LaMelo at the crying game.
Jello, he's not even the league.
Yeah, Jello's so depressed, he ain't even playing. I got the greatest trio of all time. All my sons, the greatest depressed basketball players of all time.
The DBA.
Yeah, the Depressed Basketball Association. Who more depressed than Lonzo? Yeah. I mean, I just don't care. If you're making that much money, I don't care.
Sure, this is highly insensitive.
Is it?
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
All right? Whatever. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Right.
People who would watch this would comment, yeah, please kill yourself.
Right.
Great. And I would laugh.
Yeah, they'll say kill yourself. Yeah, I'm sure that's a funny thing. I love that. I love those type of jokes.
Yes.
Tell me to kill
myself.
Do it.
Yeah, it's fun. Go for it.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, but then unless
we get attention and we get and we start getting a pile on, then like, come on.
Yeah, take it easy. Yeah.
What are we gonna do? You have to respect our mental health.
Right, but then you say it to Draymond Green. You know, there was a comic who made a Twitter comment, a fucking fan joke.
A guy
joke.
We knew, he made a stupid joke about, like, he's from New Orleans, and he was a Pelicans fan, and he's like, he hates Draymond Green, because Draymond Green was on the Warriors kicking the shit out of his team, and he goes, I hope Draymond Green gets shot in the face, which, statistically, in New Orleans, there's a 50%, chance of, and it's like a shitty joke, it's kind of mean.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's
a mean-spirited
not enough to,
joke.
Like, dox the guy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, 4 hours later, he's on the front page of Yahoo News, Draymond Green's responding to him personally in the post game. Like, he had to, you know.
This all goes back to, hey, buddy,
everything
you're a
ruined.
Fucking millionaire, multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
To just play a game.
Yeah.
All right, people are going to comment on, why are you even looking at your Twitter, Draymond, Kevin Durant, fucking weirdo.
I know.
With your burner account.
Kevin Durant's on 4chan right now.
Kevin Durant's probably going to find this podcast and be like, what the fuck?
No, that would be great.
Yo, I'm going to fuck you up, motherfucker. Like,
he would.
He's going to come with his PG shit like these little bitches.
He would.
I'll find you in Echo Park, Devin Costa.
That'd be great.
I'm going to come at you, Devin Costa.
I'd love him to come here.
Yeah. Come at us, KD.
Come hang.
Yeah. I'll beat you one-on-one, Devin Costa.
Come hang. I'd love to talk to Kevin Durant. I'd have a good conversation with Kevin Durant, and I tell him that he is running from himself.
Yeah.
He's the weakest person in the history of sports. He's terrified of himself. He hates the decision he made, and he's fighting everybody in his life over it because he won't admit it.
Did you see the new thing he said about his decision to go to the Warriors? He goes, the way I was looking at it, I mean, they were still a struggling franchise.
Yeah.
They hadn't won.
They just broken the record for most wins ever.
Idiot. Yeah.
They're just a struggling franchise.
He's trying to dilate. Organization.
No, it's gaslighting. I know that term gets used a little too much now, but everyone just gaslights everybody.
Especially in the NBA.
In the NBA, it's nonstop gaslighting. Everyone. I mean, LeBron just calls himself the greatest player of all time, and you say it enough times, and everyone just starts. He's like Jay-Z. You just say it over and over again, and people just start being like,
you're the greatest.
Like I think LeBron's better than MJ. If you think LeBron's better than Michael Jordan, you should be like. Fucking
kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Jump off a bridge. You're an idiot. You're like a dumb person.
Absolutely.
Or you're five. Or, you're 13
whatever.
Years
or
old.
You're a child and you'll grow out of it and hopefully you'll have a come to Jesus moment where you're like, you know, when I was younger, I used to have this horrible
opinion. Come to Jesus. Michael Jordan and Kobe.
Yes. Conversation
Jesus
over.
And God.
Yeah.
And LeBron is, you know.
He's Judas. he's part of the gang.
Yeah, but he's in. Whatever. I don't know. But
like even now when he loses an embarrassing, you embarrassingly lost to the Phoenix Suns who are doing well, whatever. And then the press conference afterward, people ask you about the game. You go, I don't even care about the game. I care about the health of my team. You just twist it into health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything health. Yeah, like, oh, I couldn't play well because, you know.
I saw Kobe go up against a much better Phoenix Suns team in 2006, and he had Smush Parker and Kwame Brown on his team, and they went 7 games, and they had a 3-1 lead. I don't really know why Anthony Davis being out stops LeBron from taking over that series and at least pushing it to 7. I know he had a little bit of a weak ankle, but he looked pretty good the games before that where he's jumping off, you know, he's running back. He's taunting like Andre Drummond and him, or they're all like dancing and fucking around. The minute things get rough for LeBron, other than obviously in 2016,
yeah.
But the minute things like start looking like it's a like he, oh man, this is maybe going to be a little tough. He just starts prepping an excuse,
right?
Yeah.
Like in 2018. When they lost, all of a sudden he had a cast on. Like, I didn't know your arms were broken the whole series because I watched you. They didn't seem broken to me. You now all of a sudden they're broken?
You were excuse-free when you jaded in Steph Curry's face right before the playoffs.
Right before the playoffs. You seemed really healthy then. Why is the ankle such a big thing now? Why couldn't you at least push this series to 7 games? You got beat by the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul's, like, fucking flopping around the floor having heart attacks every 5 minutes. Devin Booker is on the sweet life of Zach and Cody. The whole team's, like, 17. Everyone's, like, 9 years old. You can't push this series to 7 games. And what do I care? I'm happy they're out. Because honestly, as much as a Laker fan as I am, it's about him not getting as many championships as this guy.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And if whatever, just add. Can we end this era? Get us Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luka, come Luka's to the Lakers.
Yes.
The Great White Hope.
Great. I don't like. I'm not even gonna get racial. The Great Hope.
No, I just think it's funny to say that.
It is, yeah.
After Bird, like Bird, after Bird and Magic, and then that was a whole like typical Boston who just threw a fucking, who just spit on Kyrie Irving, threw a water bottle at Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, LeBron not taking over Game 5 is bullshit to me.
Because he was thinking, oh, I'll just take over Game 6, and then he didn't, and then we were down 30 in like the first quarter in Game 6, and then he just gave up.
Dennis Schroeder's scoring 0 points playing 22 minutes.
Dennis Schroeder, should be in Die Antwoord. That guy, he stinks. He sucks. Yeah. Leave.
Yes.
Like, the guy's a front runner. He likes to talk shit when things are going well, and then when they start going bad, it's just, you crumble. Yeah. You know? I miss Rondo. Anyway, this is not that relatable for that many people.
Yeah.
We were watching that, we watched that TikTok, we talked TikTok a little bit at the beginning.
We watched the TikTok documentary the other day.
What? Yeah, yeah.
There's a TikTok, you should watch it on Hulu, it's like the New York Times did like a TikTok documentary, and it's about these black creator houses in like Atlanta, and all these creators, they have like a lot of followers, but to them it's not as many as like the white TikTokers, and so it's, of course, TikTok's racist or whatever. Well, which is very funny that, like, China, which is, like, funding a genocide against, like, Uyghur Muslims, like, really seems to, like they would give a shit about, like, racism in America or who they're pushing. Like, they're just pushing hot people. Yeah. They're just, that's why they're pushing the whoever the buffest, hottest person is on TikTok showing their, almost showing their pussy.
Right.
It's the whole thing. So it's like, but whatever. So they're talking about being racist, and then the whole documentary goes through it, and then at the end, they realize there's another black creator house that is doing really well, and they have a lot of views, and then all of a sudden, the racism angle dies, and they're just like, we need to, like, work a little harder.
And then they start making money.
And then they start making money. Then they get, like, brand new cars and shit, and they're like, you know what?
They never even bring it up. It's like,
yeah,
that whole
racism
thing
ends. They're like,
totally forgotten.
They're
about.
Like, I got a new Jeep.
Yeah.
There's no more racism. TikTok's great.
Nike started sponsoring us, so there's no more racism in the world. Now that little kids sew our shoes for free, there's no more racism left in the world.
Yeah, it was really about that. That guy was, like, pissed because he did a dance.
Yeah, to the baby.
Good. Like, no one's even
your
good.
Dance sucks.
No one's even good
right?
at dancing.
You're not talented.
You're not talented.
None of you
These
are talented.
People on TikTok act like they're, like, doing the moonwalk for the first time, and that they're, like, upset that people stole the moonwalk from them or whatever. You're doing a normal dance, and then you play a song that you didn't make.
Yeah.
You didn't make the song, which isn't it copyrighted? Like, isn't that already kind of illegal? I don't even know how TikTok works. But you're using a song you didn't make, and then in the beats of the song, you just, like, do a motion
that you didn't make either.
That
you didn't make. Baby does that dance in the video.
Does this thing. And so, or he like does this like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's hot.
Does. It's fucking hot when he does it. He's got that big black DaBaby dick.
He's got that huge smile. He's fucking sexy.
He's great. But he's doing the thing, and then this kid just takes it and does the exact same thing, and then it, like, all the biggest TikTokers, like, started doing the dance, and then he's like, I didn't get any credit for it. He's acting like he invented the light bulb and they stole the idea from him. It's like, it's not original.
I know you're a young man. I'm going to tell you this. You don't deserve credit.
No.
You don't earn credit. You're not earning anything. You're doing prank videos.
And then they're all also saying they make about like $5,000-$6,000 a month from TikTok. And it's like, can you take a step back and think about how insane that is? This thing shouldn't even exist. Mm-hmm. You don't even have a tangible talent. No one even knows how to identify what your talent is. You're just making money on this like quick scam.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And stop complaining about it. Like this is like life. It's not life. You're very lucky. This weird thing exists that has an algorithm. Imagine being like the algorithm's racist. Like math is racist. Like it's just some equation.
Well, it's developed by white people. It's actually not developed by white
Isn't
people.
Isn't it
by
developed
the way.
By Chinese people?
It's developed
people?
By Chinese people. Right. FYI, dumbass.
You think they give a fuck about white people or black people or anybody in America? They just gave us the fucking flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's not racist.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
No, it's not.
Just you're not doing anything of any merit, and the chick with bigger titties is what people want to see.
You're not too big on TikTok. Get some tits. Yeah. Go buy some tits.
Take your braces off. This one, brace face over here, is upset that no one wants to look at her. Mm-hmm. This girl with I don't know your age, so I feel I'm making fun of an adult. Right? I hope so.
I think.
On TikTok, you never know. That's why I don't look at it.
I have no idea.
Because you might be looking at a fucking 8 to a 12 year old shaking their ass, but. You have a weird fucking voice. This one chick.
Yeah, she's one
where
of those
are
people,
you from?
One of those people where they like have an accent, but you can't identify where they're from. And you're like, what did your street have like a dialect growing up? Like, where are you from? Like half British, half.
It almost sounded like Baltimore.
It's the strangest thing, all over
the place.
But yeah, I mean. Enough of complaining about this
algorithm.
This lottery you entered.
Unless we do it, no complaining about the algorithm.
TikTok is a lottery.
TikTok shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Trump wanted to ban it, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the fact
he's the great white hope to me. No.
It's not real.
And that's somehow less racist.
Somehow.
Before TikTok, there's no way you can get a 30-second clip to be viewed by millions of people.
Right.
It's not a real thing, and whenever I hear people complain about it, I should tell them like you're fucking fortunate that you're able to talk.
You're just pulling a slot. Here's another video.
Yeah.
It's not none of these videos you have. You know, there's no talent being shown in any of them. I mean, occasionally there's like a funny person that's kind of doing a quick video or whatever, but like those aren't the ones that are even that shared. Like.
Right.
It's usually just literally like a thing where you have no clue what the joke is. It's like this. This is a TikTok video. And they're like, man, they stole that shit from me. don't even know what I just watched. I don't even know what anything is. Yeah. But you made good. You made $6,000 a month for that. Whatever. But
yeah,
like,
not everyone on there are some talented people on TikTok. All I'm saying is that everybody in the Black Atlanta house should jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Newmang?
I'm gonna let that sit with you.
you don't think?
I just want to keep making Richie racist today.
Dude, that
no,
one
that's,
girl,
I don't
that
agree
one
with that,
girl,
Richie.
That
anyway,
one.
Okay, let's get back. We'll get back to Mark Furman. After what do you, what do you have to say?
You're a full-on Trump supporter, so no one really cares what you have to say about race. But
never voted.
I mean, you never voted.
I voted for Roseanne in 2012.
Another racist, but anyway,
she wasn't racist yet.
I mean, another
she's not even racist.
Trump supporter, but I mean, I know you lean right, but that's okay. This
well,
girl,
my back hurt.
That one girl. Who they have this whole discussion about how the algorithm's racist, and then she gets a Jeep, and then the first thing she says, like, I just want to go back to Baltimore so I can drive up to, I need to flex on my dead sister and
oh,
drive
right.
up to her
she,
grave.
She literally goes, like, my sister would be like, I haven't paid my respects to my sister since she died. She'd be like, but now, like, feels like the time. And she takes her new car off the lot and she drives to, like, her dead sister's grave to go stunt on it and go do the nay-nay on her sister's grave. Oh, my God. It was crazy. That's not exactly how
she
says
didn't know
it, obviously.
She doesn't know that's how it came
but
off.
But it's how it came off. It literally, the show ends where she's like, got my Jeep. Like, I'm finally making money. I haven't visited my dead sister in a while. Like, it's time to go to the grave. It's time to stunt on the grave. It's time to ghost ride the whip on my dead sister's grave.
With my red bottoms.
Yeah. I mean, what a world we live in.
Have you heard of Newmain?
No, what's that?
This is a guy on TikTok named Newmain. And he would literally just steal people's bits and never give them credit.
Yeah, so that happens all the time,
Jewish,
right?
Yeah, fat Jewish shit.
But the way this guy did it is like he would steal their shit. They would obviously get upset about it because he has millions of followers. And then on Instagram, he'll DM them saying like, hey, man, you could keep complaining or you could create an enemy. And then he's like basically threatening like to
I love
them.
This guy.
Love him.
As long as you steal from people who don't deserve anything in the first place, I'm all for it.
Stealing from TikTok's fine.
Stealing from TikTok is okay.
I'm totally okay with it.
This idea that anyone should give a shit about the problems of influencers, it's already just the most vapid.
I want to ask them, I go, explain what an influencer is. What do you influence?
Yeah.
Right.
The gradual decimation of our Western civilization? Is that what you're influencing? The decay of society?
Yeah. You're like the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to like give a shit about the politics of infomercial people?
Yeah.
You're trying to make prank videos and nonsensical dances so that you can get deals with corporations. And you're talking about, like, you're somehow bringing, like, civil rights into this so that you can boost yourself up to then work with major corporations.
Yeah.
The most evil people or entities on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to get the bag.
What are the fun? It's all about securing the bag.
It's all about securing the bag.
Gotta secure the bag, man. Here's the thing. Like, some people have bags, some people don't. And it's because you can't leave your bag on the floor. Somebody's going to take it.
Some bags are Herschel, some are Louis Vuitton, bro.
Yeah. That's the I mean, just yeah.
It's my 30-second bag.
Sick of this shit.
And the New York Times is covering this. This is a New York Times worthy expose.
Journalists don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Journalism.
They used to be
exist.
Like on the ground, like in the middle of a war, and
getting
now they're
shot.
Like, now they're like, I'm here at the Sway House.
In Atlanta,
Charlie
Georgia.
D'Amelio's doing a makeup video in one room. We have Bryce Hall. He's I don't know what he's doing. He's beating a homeless man to death in that room. The Sway House is crazy.
Back to you.
Back to you, Tom.
I'm over here. They're getting. We find out that they're getting pranked. They're bringing in Gucci boxes, but there is. No Gucci inside the Gucci boxes. Tonight at 5.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. This really is the end. I mean, right? I mean, I know everyone says it. I'm not like trying to sound like it's not like Tim. It just is like a thing. It's like money. Isn't there a new Bitcoin type? Isn't there like a new cryptocurrency called like Cumtown or Cumteen? It's like what is it? Is there a new crypto?
Yeah, Cum Rocket.
Cum Rocket is a crypto. Yeah.
What?
Because it's all
Cum
fake. Because everything's bullshit.
Yeah.
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 Does Cum Rocket have a good blockchain behind it?
I mean, what is blockchain? What does that mean?
Yes.
What does any of this mean?
Basically, what blockchain is like transparency. You can see every transaction ever made with Cum Rocket.
Oh, okay.
So like,
you can see who came on who.
With the stock market, you can never.
Interesting.
With the stock market, you can never. There's no transparency with the stock market. You don't know who's trading what.
Right.
But with digital wallets and digital currency, you're able to see this much was sold to this person with their different digital wallets.
Okay.
That's basically what blockchain is.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's still anonymous. So it really doesn't make a difference. Because you're like, somebody who I'm not sure who it is sold to somebody else who I'm not sure who
it is. I have no idea.
What's the difference?
No idea what anything means.
But even like the percentage of transparency that it is, it's so enticing to everyone because the stock market is such fucking bullshit.
Right. I watched The Big Short and I didn't understand a single thing.
No, crypto is a cult. I mean, it has cult mentality.
Yeah.
You look at, you know, we brought up Tim a little bit. He's at that Bitcoin conference
right
now.
Didn't Tim say that at the thing?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I think he said it's like a cult or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. I didn't get that far.
Sure you didn't.
Sorry.
You're a thief.
I saw it on TikTok, so it's okay to steal. the way they react to it, because when I was watching the part of it that I did watch with the Winklevoss twins, like you say anything, like Tim would make some reference to just bringing up like anything else.
Talk about Bitcoin, don't mention anything else, which is really funny. Like when Tim was like, I'm gonna have the Winklevoss twins on, I was like, oh cool, I'd never even seen them. And then when I saw the picture of Tim with them, I was like, that's not Armie Hammer. I was like, what's going on? I thought like Armie Hammer is the Winklevoss twins. It's just always disappointing when characters aren't the real people.
It really,
you ever
is.
Watch like a great movie and then it's based on a true story and then you see the real guy at the end, you're like, ugh, you're not Matt Damon, get the fuck out of the screen. I don't care about your real story.
I love
this fake version.
I know you got fucking bitch tits and a double chin.
You don't have charisma.
Shadow.
If I was watching you do your story in real time, I'd be like, this isn't going to be a movie. You stink.
I don't care about you, Sully.
Sully. That guy that landed the plane, right?
Yeah, yeah,
with that big mustache, that big cum catcher.
Cock broom.
That big cock broom.
A big cock broom.
Big cum catcher
that
on his
cum
back.
Rocket.
He's probably invested in cum rocket, huh?
Probably.
No, but yeah, no, these people are going to go as far as to have like BTC branded on their girlfriend's pussies. Like it's what was the documentary? Jesus Christ! The fucking cult that they made the documentary about on HBO.
Oh, Nexium.
Nexium, the brand? Yeah, like the Nexium people. They're gonna get BTC branded.
It's a great brand, Nexium.
Yeah, it really looked great.
It was like really good. That guy should get into like advertisement or something.
Yeah, like tattoo art or something like that.
He went away forever. The Nexium guy, I think.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I think he's gone forever. He went to prison.
Did you guys see that HBO documentary about heroin?
I turned it on for like 10 minutes and then I turned it off because I'm also bored with the opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What goes on? Do they solve it?
Basically, pain's awesome because you could take heroin and get better.
Yeah.
That's
all you learned. You're you learned that heroin's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saying that like, I'm guessing, I haven't watched it. They're saying that like Oxycontin bad. Why don't we just take raw heroin? That actually helps. Is that what they're saying? No?
Basically, for the most part, it's just these fucking crazy corporate entities grabbing the bag because people love heroin.
Securing the heroin bag.
As they
I know,
should.
When it should go to Stringer Bell and Avon.
I know. Support your indie drug dealers. Enough of big pharma.
Yeah.
I know.
Go to the guy in the street.
Yeah. Just stop putting fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
And killing Mac Millers.
Yeah, our friend the other day was like, I like bad coke.
He was trying to make some...
He was like, I love bad coke.
Is this a
and
crazy
I was like,
premise?
Yeah, so do dead celebrities.
The fuck are you talking about?
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Just watch Louis season.
Watch Louis season 2.
Just remember to watch Louis.
Yeah. if you love us shitting on all your bad feelings you've ever had in your life, anytime you've been suicidal and you are like, I appreciate hearing these two guys call me a pussy.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. There's going to be a wild episode on it later this week after we put this one out. But before we, I want to tackle this because we keep talking about it. Richie and I, we're psychotic with food.
Mm-hmm.
We're obsessed with being satisfied when we order food. It'll ruin our whole day if we think we want something and it's just not how we expected.
Yeah.
And it drives us crazy. And with COVID, that's ruined a lot. COVID is being, talk about people using excuses. COVID is being used as such a massive excuse to not give me what I want. At restaurants. We went to this restaurant the other day.
The audacity.
We ordered like a $15 sandwich. All we used back in the day used to come with fries. No more fries, come with the sandwich.
$7.
You have to order fries separately for like $8 for the table. And somehow that's like because of COVID. Like they say like, oh, no, we don't do that anymore because of COVID. And you're like, what? What's the connection there?
Yeah.
If the fries and when fries are mixed with a sandwich, does it create COVID? Is that the leak?
I'm starting to boil up right now.
It's I'm getting crazy.
My leg is shaking.
This shit is bullshit. I'm so sick of this.
Fucking annoying.
Also, another thing with COVID, I go to these coffee shops. I go to the front. There's a lady at the counter. I go, can I get a cappuccino and you know your bagel? And they go, we actually aren't taking in-person orders right now. If you want to order online and stand over there, then we could get your thing going. And I go, what?
And then they expect
I'm in person. And then they yell. They go, would you like to tip?
No.
Through glass.
No,
by the way, I'm
not
ordering my sandwich through glass like I'm talking to my dad in prison. And then they yell through the glass like, would you like to add a tip to that?
No.
No.
I
no, because that's rude of you to yell.
Yeah.
You don't yell that out in front of people.
Yeah.
And since when are we tipping when nobody serves me?
You're not doing anything.
I'm not sitting at the table.
You're doing less.
You hand me a bag to go. I don't go to Chipotle and like give a five to everybody. Like you did the beans, you did the rice, you did the pico de gallo. Thank you all. Like I support this place. COVID.
Yeah, I'm not Nucky Thompson. All right, I'm not walking in Starbucks, fucking putting money in everybody's pocket.
I don't know why that's okay with these. Like they're not even independent. They're like chains now. Like right. Alfred Coffee. Like all these places are everywhere.
Yeah,
La Colum. And why are you yelling at me about a tip? Yeah. When you didn't, you get a drip coffee. A person puts a cup under a pre-made coffee already, and they hand it to you. They didn't like do a latte art. They didn't make a fucking leaf. Enough.
And even if you did, no, it's a you didn't even serve. You didn't serve.
What
anybody.
Happened to tip jars? You put your money in the tip jar, and then everyone divvies it up at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Now with Squarespace and these fucking the iPads, they flip it over to you. You could be buying gum at the gas station. The lady at that Arco is like, "Would you like to tip?"
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've actually seen that. I've seen tip.
The making me order online was insane to me. First off, I don't like this whole thing where you go to the restaurants and you have to use the menu through the scanner thing because I guess the menus have COVID or something. Like, once again, that's not true. Like,
thing cop out so you don't have to print menus.
Exactly. No more printing
menus.
Another
job you don't have to do.
And then, here's the thing. You're expecting me. What if I don't have good data? What if my data is, what if I have bad data? What if I only have a gig of data a month?
That's classist.
And so you're expecting me, I have to pull it up on my phone. Oh, yeah, you have data. You have a good phone plan. Give me a menu. Give me a menu. I'm not an animal. I'm sick of this. Stop making me go in the corner, order online. She literally went like this. She like shooed me away. She's like, go stand with the other cattle.
Yeah, get in the corner.
Get over there.
Here's a dunce cap. Yeah. Order online.
Go stand with those people. Everyone in Echo Park at Silver Lake. Just like a bunch of white guys look like Nosferatu. They're with their fucking Asian girlfriend.
Yeah, and they all think they're social justice warriors, or not social justice. They're in battle, like doing their part. Like, yes, we can stand in the corner and order online. We're all in this together. COVID.
Right. Yes, we're all in this together.
This is our Vietnam.
Yeah.
You're not doing shit. This is stupid.
Also, Little Caesars stopped handing out crushed pepper.
Not Little Caesars.
What?
Yeah.
Little Caesars?
They offer you a bottle of crushed pepper to buy.
Yeah, they make the pizza with dirty water, but they can't give you crushed
pepper.
Yeah,
what the hell? Little Caesars, you can eat the box.
It's disgusting.
The box is edible. They're like, everything we give you is edible. Your receipt, you can eat your receipt.
Hot and ready, $6 now, and they offer you crushed pepper to buy.
Jesus.
How much is it?
I think it's like $5 or something.
That's kind of crazy.
Wait, what? $5?
Yeah, it's way too much crushed pepper.
In that little packet?
Yeah. No, it's an actual bottle of crushed pepper.
That's disgusting. Little Caesars.
Is that some COVID shit too?
Yeah.
It's because of COVID?
Well, it happened ever since COVID.
Little Caesars opened up during the pandemic. They opened up delivery, which is very fun to me. That's interesting. Yeah. Who's getting Little Caesars delivered? who like loves Little Caesars that much that they're like, I'll pay the fee.
I want a hot pizza delivered that's already been sitting out for 7 hours.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if Little Caesars is left out for longer than 4 seconds, it cuts your mouth. The cheese like turns into a knife. It's horrific. It's made out of like clay.
It's the most disgusting pizza.
But it actually, when it's hot and ready,
it's so good.
It's pretty good.
It's fucking bomb.
It's pretty good immediately.
Yeah.
For being $5. It's like negative money. They pay you. They give you money to go.
I'd rather have Little Caesars than Round Table. Round Table's like $30 a pizza.
Yeah, I don't even. I haven't been to Round Table in a long time. It was more like a sit down, like it was more like a Shakey's kind of like that style. Yeah, but I haven't seen them in a while.
Those places are so disgusting.
I love them though. They remind me of my childhood. Really? Yeah, they remind you of like you played Little League. Y'all go have Coke and fucking not cocaine. You have Coke soda and eat pizza and maybe do a little.
Yeah,
cocaine.
Round Table's $21 for one pizza.
Pizza's incredibly expensive. Pizza's so expensive. Anytime I'm like, let's get some pizza, like Domino's has an $8.99, whatever bullshit deal. No matter what you do, it comes out, you're spending like $25-$30.
Domino's, I'm a stand for Domino's. They got the $5.99 deal.
Domino's is great, and I loved their ad campaign where they were just like, we kidnapped three people and we took them to a farm. Yeah. And they're like, they have blindfolds on and they take their blindfolds off and they're like, then the Domino's guy's like, look, we're using real tomatoes. And the person's like, okay, I just want to see my kids. All right, I'll get your pizza. You're using real ingredients. I don't know. What do you want from me, Domino's?
They treat them like the scientists going to build the underground lab in Better Call Saul.
It's like Scientology. They're making them play like musical chairs, and they shoot the guy that doesn't sit down fast.
The pizza's so good, they're crying.
Yeah, the pizza's so good, you won't see your family for 3 years. That was a crazy. I mean, I don't know if they do that ad campaign anymore, but every few years, Domino's has these things where it's like they want people to buy these cars that are special for keeping the pizza hot. Have you seen those? They have those Domino's tracker cars,
the electric cars,
where it's like an electric car, and the back of it's like an oven or something, like it keeps it hot. Who's the guy investing his like all the money he has into getting that car and being like, I'm gonna corner the market on Domino's delivery? He's like, no, it's like it's like a startup. Like, I bought a Domino's tracker car. I drive around like a moron.
Wait, you buy them?
I don't know. Maybe I'm lying.
I thought it's just like the shop.
What is
has
that?
It,
what is that?
Order.
I don't know what it is.
No, I've never seen a guy from Domino's pull up in that Jetsons thing that they have in the commercials.
But they have it on the commercial.
The guy from Domino's pulls up like on a mule.
Maybe they're doing it in like test areas or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I'm interested in that though. I always thought like, are people actually like, is that a thing? Like, I feel like it's a thing that there's a lot of stupid people out there. I knew a guy that saved up all his money to buy a Tesla so he could do Uber Eats in it. Okay. These people, there's a lot of just incredibly sad, dumb people out there.
How far did he get? Did he actually buy it?
He bought it, yeah, but it's like a lease. He's paying. He's gonna be. He's owned by Tesla now for the rest of his life.
He's definitely going.
I knew another guy worked at we had a job. I had a job. I worked the nights at this place. This guy worked nights too. Made no money. He saved up money and just so he could lease like a brand new, like an Acura, like a really nice Acura. And I was like, so that's now you work for Acura.
Yeah,
literally, you'll never pay this car off, you idiot. You work nights, okay? You have gout. Your face is falling off because you don't get sleep. Your sleep schedule is horrific. You're dying, and you now are leasing an Acura to get to your shitty job. It's crazy. People. That's why these things exist. And I think Domino's actually thinks there's people out there that might buy their little Jetsons car, and you just drive around all day heating up pizzas. It's crazy.
I don't get. Wait, I don't. I've never heard about the buying aspect of it. I thought
maybe I'm lying.
It's a very confusing ad.
The ads are confusing. They've been around for a while, and I'm like, that is a car.
It's just like a
Domino's has this car out there that looks. It looks like a smart car kind of, and the back of it like keeps the pizzas warm. Mm-hmm. For optimal freshness,
right? They've always been into that. First, they have the bag we put it in. It's insulated.
They're obsessed with technology.
Got to keep it warm. People think like that's special shit.
Domino's loves technology. They won't put any effort into the food, but they love technology. All these places, they're like, if we don't bring it to you in 19 minutes,
you can kill
we
us.
We kill ourselves. and then they have to tell a guy that doesn't speak English. They're like, Enrique, I'm sorry, but I don't know if you read the contract you signed when you got the job, but you have to take this pistol with you. If you don't make it to their house in 19 minutes, you do have to kill yourself. Or else Domino's will sue you. Sorry, Enrique.
Our delivery driver will perform Russian roulette right in front of you.
He's at your door. He's like, so sorry.
And it's like, click. And he's like, to the next delivery, speeding through. He's fucking Grand Theft Auto, stealing people's cars, crashing into places.
Just to get a pizza somewhere.
It's Deer Hunter.
And then nobody even eats it. The pizza shows up to like some like movie shoot or something, and like a guy takes a slice, and they're like, "It's cold." They're like, "Let's get other shit." Meanwhile, Enrique's dead because he didn't get you it in time.
The guy, just a guy right at your front door who's like, "Ah!"
He's wearing a bandana like Deer Hunter. Yeah, man. I miss those days when like fast food companies were really like, they were like really trying to be like, no, we get it to them in 6 minutes.
I know. I love that they're applying pressure to their minimum wage.
It's just
workers.
Like these people that work their ass off, make no money. They're like, they're forced to like, it's like a fight for their life. It's like a race. It's like rat race.
No, some dudes who decided something over martinis and like a skybox.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, it's trickling down to them. And he's just like, we got to do what? We got to get there in 25 minutes or it's free. I don't get a tip. I don't get any money.
You know what's crazy? I feel like my whole life, Pizza Hut has been about to go out of business and they just keep on trucking along.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every year, somebody tells me Pizza Hut's like bankrupt or they're gone. Yeah. And they're not.
And then they're like, nope, stuffed crust. We're back, bitch.
Yeah. Pizza Hut's still doing it.
Good for them.
Pizza Hut is amazing. They're like, there's a roll of quarters in the crust. If you, there's like, it's a new deal. It's the new cash pizza made entirely of $1 bills.
Of silver dollars.
No, check the crust. It's full of Fanta. There are other companies that have ridiculous. Arby's like just buys meat from like the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we have the meats. And they're just pouring turkey from like Farmer John's like on a sandwich. Like your mom could make it.
No, they go like, they think we have a problem with beef. We don't have a beef with beef. We have brisket. And it's like this shit that's like been sealed in a plastic bag and they boil it. And then it's like gray and disgusting looking. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
We have the meats.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
All of Arby's food's probably like fucking human meat.
Yeah. We have human meat.
Beyond meat. You're like, you like Beyond Meat. I kind of like it.
I like Beyond Meat because I, you know, I'm a,
but it's also
a social
like
justice
not very
warrior.
Good for you. It's a lot of coconut oil. It's a lot of refined. It's a lot
of when
that
is
stuff.
Coconut oil bad,
it's bad for
you?
You.
Coconut oil? I
bad
thought it's like
heart.
Pure oil.
Wait, what?
There was a while where people said because of Rogan's podcast, like me and my mom, we were all just like eating coconut oil all the time. And then I think they flipped it and they were like, no, coconut oil is actually bad for your arteries and it's not good for you.
Really? Oh, to eat though.
Yeah, to eat. It's like or to use a cooking oil or whatever. It's great for your dick. Like when you jack off of it, it's really good.
Yeah, that's
makes,
great.
Makes
you,
your
you can warm it up
amazing.
In the microwave.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So Beyond Meat, it's like if you just try not to eat meat, I guess, whatever. And it tastes all right, but I don't know. I think Beyond Meat's probably just like ground up homeless people from New York in the 80s. It's like the surplus. You're like, Giuliani put them somewhere.
You find out, Giuliani's like a shadow investor.
He
or
invested
an angel
in Impossible Meat
in,
like 30
in
years
Impossible
ago.
Meat. It's based, he named it after the fact that he thought it would be impossible to get
He'd
all
be like,
the,
this is going to be impossible to get away with. He's like, I'm committing genocide with homeless people and I'm turning them into burger meat.
This is impossible.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What are other McDonald's always has ad campaigns where it's like the hippest black people of all time. Like they're at like a penthouse apartment and they're just eating McDoubles. Like ba da ba ba ba. Like McDonald's, like the new McFlurry, eaten by this man that's in incredibly good shape.
I don't know how every 10 years they seem to get away with the whole like. I went a full ride to Howard University, and the day that I graduated,
we got McDonald's.
Me and my father. Got McDonald's.
It's crazy.
They just keep pushing it.
It works, I guess. Yeah. But does McDonald's need commercials? Like, would anyone stop going to McDonald's if they didn't have commercials? I don't even get it. In fact, down the street, Tacos Mexico, this like taco place down the street. About a year ago, they put on their sign, they go, now serving Coca-Cola. And I was like, oh my God, finally! Finally a place to get Coke!
They were holding out for
they
all these years.
They acted like they invented it. They're like, everyone, we have a new thing here called Coca-Cola.
It'll help expedite the diarrhea you will eventually get from eating our disgusting food because Tacos Mexico is disgusting.
It's a front. A lot of taco places in LA, I feel like, are fronts.
We learned that during COVID. Yeah. We learned that during COVID. We were like, all you hear about like a major corporation going out of business, but then Taco Number 3 on Pico. Still is
still going
thriving.
Strong. Yeah. Donut shops too. I mean, donut shops all over LA.
Thriving.
They make 25 cents a donut.
Yeah,
and they're just open 24 hours. The electricity's going off the charts. The lights are on all fucking night. What are you up to? You're obviously a front for human trafficking or something. You're just serving maple bars and fucking putting people in cages.
Yeah, donut shops are the Comet ping pong of LA.
They are. Donut shops are they're the Comet ping pong.
You find they have like an underground cellar.
What are other companies? I like this angle we got. What are other fast food companies that have stupid? What's the latest in terms of ads?
I don't know.
Taco Bell. Love Taco Bell. Taco Bell is the best restaurant in America, in my opinion. But Taco Bell, like, their commercials are really cool because they have these like wonderlands. Like, you enter a wonderland and it's just a bunch of like magical like unicorns eating like quesalupas and like shitting themselves.
Yeah, the one they're doing now is it's like a bunch of like people dressed as judges arguing over a chicken sandwich, and then someone comes in with a chalupa and they're like, We have an extra one.
Yeah.
Dibs!
Yeah.
Yeah, people fighting over it.
Taco Bell's amazing, dude.
It's
They're
an
just
incredible
like, the
company.
Tortilla is infused with Mountain Dew. There's you could sign up for the army, like, in the bag. How long have we done, Gerardo? We got to see Luca.
120.
120? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We'll pick this back up.
We'll pick this up. Check out the Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to see the episode that we are a little too afraid to put out publicly.
Yeah.
It'll be out this week. This will be out
You'll listen to it and you'll
tomorrow,
be like, you didn't
hopefully.
Say anything and I don't even know half the people you're talking about. Yeah.
I don't even know who I didn't talk about anybody. It was really, a couple people had issues with things that they said and they were a little uncomfortable, so they wanted it to be on the Patreon. So
it's just not a free episode.
It's just not going to be free, but you could listen to it. Just subscribe to the Patreon, Hate Watch Podcast, Patreon. Mm-hmm. And please just go to the stupid Apple thing and do 5 stars and write some lie. Like, that's the greatest podcast of all time.
Yeah. Love these guys.
Whatever. Say
Devin
anything.
And your friends. Wow.
Great stuff. Yay. I don't know.
They really gave it to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they'll write. Wow, these guys really go at Kyrie.
Yep.
In the bag.
We did that.
Anyway, let's go check out Luca, the real Great White Hope.
Oh, yeah.
I got better at the end.